Welcome to your meditation. In today's meditation, we will explore the Lotus Mudra. And a mudra is just something you do with your hands. It's a hand lock to sharpen the mind. So today's lock will look like you're going to bring your hands to touch one another. And then you're going to keep your pinky and your thumbs touching, and then just separate the index, middle, and ring finger. And there you have it. It's called the Padma Mudra or Lotus Mudra. And it is symbolism of the beautiful lotus flower that grows from very muddy, murky ground up through the water and turns into a beautiful, vibrant flower. So we'll dig into that after we kind of ground down with a little breathing. So let's go ahead, take your palms down to start. Drizzle your shoulder blades up, back, and down a few times. And then just soften your eyes to close. And elevate your chest. And descend your shoulder blades. Tiny tuck of the chin to lengthen the back of your neck. And just start to cut energetic cords that would keep you in the past or the future. And just give yourself permission to land right here, right now. And just start to sharpen your attention onto your breathing. Take a big breath in. And a cleansing breath out. Two more just like that. Inhale. Exhale. One more time, big breath in. Clear it out. Good, soften your lips to seal and begin to breathe in and out through your nose. Smooth and steady breath in. And a steady breath out. For today's practice, we'll aim for a 3-count inhale and a 6-count exhale. Inhale for 3, 2, 1. Exhale, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Inhale, 3, 2, 1. Exhale, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Continue. If that feels like too much to exhale for 6, maybe do 5. Just make sure that the exhale is a little bit longer than the inhale. Continue. Inhale for 3. Exhale for 6. And then adding on just a little bit, you inhale for 3, you exhale for 6, and every time you exhale, you relax a part of your body. I like to start at the crown of the head. Relax your jaw. Relax your shoulders. Your glutes, thighs, every toe. And every time you catch your mind getting hooked by thought, redirect back to the breath. Inhale for three. Exhale for six. Go ahead and place your hands at heart center, your palms touching one another, and find your lotus mudra. So pinkies and thumbs touch, three middle fingers separate like it were a flower blooming. And we'll take a couple moments to contemplate, to meditate on the idea of the lotus flower and how it relates to life. So that lotus flower, it starts to grow in the muddy, murky, dark waters. So consider that mud symbolism of challenges in life, of negative thoughts, of the ego, of doubt. And then next, as that flower with a whole lot of fortitude and patience, it starts to travel upward into the water. And picture that water in your mind. And let's let that water symbolize spiritual practice. And then that lotus flower starts to rise to the surface of the water with a whole lot of spiritual practice, yearning towards the sunlight, away from the dark mud that it once came from. And it starts to bloom open, just like your fingers are blooming open now. From darkness to light, recognizing that we can't just skip over the darkness and we can't just skip over the challenge of growing pains in the water. We have to go through the growth to enjoy the light. Taking some time right now to trust the process, to acknowledge all parts of your journey, and to recognize that that practice, that spiritual devotion, is essential. That fortitude to yearn yourself up towards the light. And there's a saying that goes, no mud, no lotus. The next time you find yourself in a challenging situation, can you remind yourself of that mantra? No mud, no lotus. I'd like to conclude this meditation by offering up an intention. I move through the challenges of my life with ease and grace. I move through the challenges of my life with ease and grace. Take a big breath in and sit a little bit taller. Open mouth, exhale. From my heart to yours, you can place your fingers to touch one another. Namaste.